So then we wanted to look at the selective antagonism of ET1. So the top panels are normal tissue sections, and the lower panel are tumour tissue sections. We've got H&E staining, we've got total binding, which is produced with radio-labelled iodine-125 bound to sections and opposed to radio-sensitive film that's produced these images, and we've got non-specific binding. We've got the ETA receptor antagonists and ETB receptor antagonists, which are BQ123 and BQ788, which are both laboratory compounds. And we've got our drug ZD4054, which is a selective ETA receptor antagonist here. I think the two main things to take away from this slide is that if we increase the concentration of each of these antagonists, we tend to increase the displacement of ET1 binding to these sections. The second thing, really, is that here we can see the ETA receptor antagonist is most efficacious at displacing ET1 in normal tissue sections, and within tumour tissue sections, the ETA receptor antagonist is the most efficacious at actually displacing this ET1 binding. So we've touched upon